And then I hear, I know this, I hear some people, they like wash themselves and then they drain the water and then they put more water and
that's
I'm like,
cray cray.
Too much work. No. Just use the same water. I mean, you know, in Japan, the whole family uses the same bath water. That's what I heard. That's what I read in Japanese class last year. The whole family uses the same bath water. They're like, yeah, I gotta save energy. You know, whole family uses the same bath water at night. So I was like, cool, whatever.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that though?
No. I can't even stand pee like pooping while I'm in the shower. I can't. If she had to share the same bath water as me after I got out, I'd be like, I'm disgusted. Sorry. Love you,
so,
but no.
Not going to live in Japan, huh?
No. No, at least not with like a Japanese host family or anything. They're like, yeah, we share bath water here. I'm like, bye, going back to America.
That's funny, mommy. Yeah. You're like, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, like, me personally.
They're so minimalist.
Yeah, definitely. Like, from what I learned from, like, my Japanese studies.
I loved all that, but sharing bath water. Yeah,
no, I think that's a little bit too extreme.
Of Coconuts, episode 28. Hi, I'm Coco.
And I'm Cashew.
Hi, Cashew.
Hi.
What's happening? Oh, no. What's popping?
You can't even say it right. Even after I told you how to say it.
I started laughing.
That was a fail.
All right, let me try it again.
Okay.
Because I started laughing. I was expecting to say it wrong. Even
yeah.
Before I
and
said
you...
it.
You said it wrong regardless.
Okay.
All right, fail. That's it. End of podcast.
I'm overthinking.
It's not even that hard.
What's poppin'?
Nope, wrong. That's not how you say it. For the record, everyone, you say what's poppin', not what's poppin'. Or however she just said that. I don't know what just happened.
What's poppin'?
No. There's no M at the end. It's an N, not an M.
Okay. What's poppin'?
No. Wrong.
What's poppin'? I don't know, man. What's going on with you?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That'll have to do. Yes. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
I am so silly. This. Okay. I have to learn English the proper way, and then I have to learn English the wrong way.
Don't blame me. I got this from my friends. So, you know.
What's poppin'?
What? No. Wrong. Think of Mary Poppins, but with no S at the end.
I'm poppin'.
Yeah.
What's poppin'?
You did it wrong again. I can't believe it.
Poppin'.
Yeah. What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Yeah.
Oh, what's Mary poppin'?
Yeah.
What's poppin'?
Okay. 30 years later, she finally got it. Like, I'd like to thank the Academy. So, I guess.
And all the say. Okay. What's poppin'? Throw the wig.
What?
Kanye.
That's not even a saying. No one says throw the wig. No
What is it?
No one. Wig snatched.
Wig snatch. Weave snatch.
Yeah.
And good job, Kanye.
No. Thank you, Kanye. Very cool. Anyone who like follows like actual like Twitter memes and like knows anything about like culture understands. Thank you, Kanye. Very cool. But apparently Coco does not. So
if I am reading something on the news, I read the news. I don't read Kanye nonsense.
No, it's a tweet from the president. Thank you, Kanye. Very cool.
Oh,
it was from so
president.
Long ago. And it was so funny. So now I say it all the time. So you know, I guess what's popping with me, I have like a killer headache that I've had for like 2 days now. So that's absolutely popping, you know?
What is causing this nonsense?
I don't know.
What are you doing different in your life?
What am I doing different? I'm exactly the freaking same. I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about that. What do you do on a daily basis?
What do I do on a daily basis?
Do you sleep, right? How long? What is? Tell me what. It's your sleep routine.
My sleep routine, like how many hours I get?
Let's start with that.
I mean, it depends on where I am and...
Oh, because you sleep in different places.
Yeah, when I go to like my friend's house.
Oh, and you do often?
I wish, but if I when I go to my friend's
I'm
house,
just trying to figure if you are just what is the word?
Sneaking out.
Sneaking out.
I live
out?
On the second floor, you know. If I like tried to sneak out, I'd break my body on the concrete patio. I don't think it's possible. I'm sorry. One time my dad thought I was sneaking out. One time when I was like 11.
Remember when he was here, he always thought like,
what is yeah, he life? Always thought that I was like trying to escape or something.
What is wrong with him?
And one time I like vividly remember, like, I don't know, maybe like the floor squeaked or something. And he thought like, oh my God,
and
you know,
like, she's with his like, swords.
He's like, she's like, oh my God, she's leaving. And he actually came up the stairs and came into like opened the door of my room to make sure I was still there. And I was like half awake and I was like, and he was like, okay. And then went back downstairs. I was like, okay, like, blank stare emoji. I mean, okay, whatever. But,
all right, so sleep time is about, what, 12 hours sleep?
Oh, funny joke. At a friend's house, I usually get, like,
two.
You
guys don't sleep when you go to friends' house. It's so annoying.
Okay, I've never gotten 2 hours of sleep.
That's the reason why I don't like you guys going to friends' house.
You always complain, but it's just, it's like, if I go over to friends' house, I don't go over to friends' house often. Of course, I want to, like, stay up and talk to my friend all the time, you know?
No.
But, well, that makes sense that you don't have any friends, but...
just said that I don't have any friends?
Well, you have, like... some friends. Uh-huh. I mean, but you don't sleep over at their houses.
Why would an adult sleep over at a friend's house? I have my children to take care of.
But your children are, like, self-sufficient at this point.
Well,
but
besides.
Mm. At a friend's house, I get, I can get, like, 3 to 6 hours of sleep sometimes.
I doubt it.
No, I'm serious. Depending on what time I go to bed and how long I stay up. And, all right,
let's talk about at home.
At home, on a normal weekday, if, you know, I have, like, problems sleeping or whatever.
Why do you have problems sleeping?
I don't know. Like, I, like, am, like, awake for, like, a decent portion of the time in, like, the middle of the night. And
why? Do you have a problem with your bladder?
No. I don't have a problem with my bladder, for the record.
Do you just wake up just for the kicks?
I mean...
for the kicks of
it? I mean... sometimes, I guess. Sometimes I can't sleep, so
just
I just...
want to read the Bible in the middle of the night.
No. Sometimes, in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, I get up, and I'm like, okay.
And then you, like, talk to God.
No, I, like, read books, or I, like, draw, or, like, write a story or something until I get tired. I don't know. But,
Look outside to all the beautiful things.
It's literally, like, pitch black outside. I can't do that. But when it is a normal day... normal night, I guess, and I go to bed at, like, the right time or whatever,
and right
wake
time?
Up. I don't know. My bedtime is supposed to be, like, 9 p.m., but I, like...
No, it's not.
That's what you... It's supposed to be 9
no,
p.m. Like
9 p.m. is settled down to go to the bedroom.
This is the first time I've heard of this. I thought you're always yelling at me at 9 p.m.
You guys never go to sleep at 9 p.m. Are you kidding me?
No, I thought that was bedtime.
That is bedtime, like, but you never go to sleep
at 9
p.m.
For the record, everybody, yes, I am 15 years old, a senior in high school, and I still have a bedtime at 9 p.m.
Of course.
No, I don't need, like, 14 hours of sleep. It's not like I get 14 hours of sleep. Like, back on that, on a good day, I get, right. like right. I don't know, I get, like, 7 to 9, right. if right. I, or 7 to
sleep.
10,
children
I don't know.
Children grow in their sleep, you know.
Oh, whatever. I'm tall enough,
but
so.
You are not going to sleep at 9.
Yeah.
Give me a
sometimes
break.
I'll go to bed at, like, 9:30, or sometimes...
sometimes 10:30, sometimes 11:30.
Yeah, you know, it just depends on how I'm feeling.
No,
and
it's
you
exactly.
Said, you said it's, like... chill time or whatever. So
no.
Does that mean I can, like, is this, like, on the record now, like, with all the listeners listening,
no.
that I can, like...
No, sleep time is 9 o'clock until
well,
you're 16.
Hmm. Tough luck.
Then, but the bad thing is that you never go to sleep at 9. So 9 is really not the bad time.
Yeah,
you know?
Ain't nobody tired
I
at 9
I would say average, you guys go to bed around... 9:30-ish,
9:45-ish.
It is about that. About
I guess
something like that.
I don't know. It just depends on, like,
and then
what's
you
happening.
Are basically up all night long, and then you wake up what time? Do you have an alarm to wake up?
Well, recently I turned on an alarm because I, like, stay up really late because I can't sleep. And then I'm like doing other things to like make myself tired, you know? And then I wake up sometimes, so I've started waking up really, really late. And then like Coco's been getting really, really mad at me for getting up like at like noon. And she's like, why are you up at noon? You wasted like 5 hours of the day. And I'm like, sorry, I was tired.
Okay, you basically don't like the 9 o'clock.
I don't. Bedtime. It took me like so long to advocate like from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. Yeah, and but, that only happened like 2 years ago.
But you never go to sleep at 9, so cut the crap.
Well, I just still don't like have you like yelling at me at 9 p.m. Like no, to sleep, turn off the lights. All the time at 9 p.m. I'm like,
not 9 p.m.
Ain't my fault you're cranky.
Oh my gosh. You guys never are doing that at 9 p.m. But anyway, all right, so you cool, you get up around 9-ish.
I have an alarm for 9 now, but when I go to work, I have...
You go to work?
Yes, I have a job now. I've had a job for like 5, 6, 7 weeks. I don't know, around you that like time. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm getting that bank, getting that bread, you know, that cheese, the good stuff. I don't know.
Change that one.
What?
You're not getting any cheese.
Oh, well, right. Shifty eyes. Cartier. But what? No, that's not what you say. That's not how you use the saying.
All right, so you got up at 9 o'clock and then you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the first thing I do. I go to the bathroom, and then I brush my teeth, and then I go back to my room.
Do you wash your face?
I used to, but
with
then...
cold water, of course, because you want to have no wrinkles.
Cold water? What are you talking about? I ain't using any cold water. I don't want to use cold water. I'm trying to give myself frostbite when I just wake up. No thanks.
Well, cold water will help you to wake up, and it will prevent wrinkles.
I'm literally, like... a ripe teenager. I don't have to worry about getting wrinkles right now, and that's not really my prime concern.
I guess that is just my concern.
And otherwise, I don't know if I like really care about having wrinkles anyways. Because, you know, just a part of life, you know, they wouldn't be there if, like, they weren't supposed to.
Yeah,
so.
You just said that because you have the lovely shade of almonds.
I don't have the shade of almonds, but, you
what
know,
is your shade?
Go off, I guess.
Your shade is totally... totally raw cocoa.
No, that's...
raw cocoa shade.
No, I would say that my shade is more like a burnt piece of toast.
No!
No! I don't... I mean...
That's black. You are not...
I mean... okay.
Okay,
so,
ripe banana.
Ew, that's disgusting. that's not a ripe banana. Ripe banana is, like, nice
raw.
And... that's rotten banana. I mean, that works too, but I'm like a little bit lighter than rotten banana. Burnt toast, I mean like...
caramel. The color of caramel. No, but I'm like, you are more like raw cocoa.
No, I feel when I think raw cocoa, I think of like deep, lots of
deep
melanin.
Brown.
Yeah, I am.
Yes,
I,
okay, you don't
like,
have that much
when
melanin.
I think, okay, when I meant by like burnt toast, I mean like slightly burnt toast. Like you put it in for like a little bit over like the time you were supposed to.
1 or 3.
And it's like 1 or 3. When I make my toast, why? When I used to make my toast, correction, because we
don't
have bread anymore.
Why?
Because you don't want to buy bread because of the packaging or whatever. So
right, I don't like packaging.
If you haven't gotten that already from this whole.
It's waste.
You know, yeah, and you guys know how I feel about that, so, you know,
you don't
whatever.
Care about the earth?
No, I do care about the earth, but, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, like, one person trying to stop waste ain't gonna stop anything.
That is not correct.
No, wait.
That is not correct.
Wait. So, okay, whether we like it or not, you know, like, if Mother Nature or whatever, or, like, you know, the earth or whatever is, like, Earth's gonna keep surviving anyways. Like, it's not gonna be the Earth that's dying, it's gonna be us that's dying. So, like, the Earth is just gonna be like, ha ha ha, losers, you know, well, just like regrow everything and we'll all be dead because of our own problems. So, the whole thing with like, save the Earth, like, no, we don't need to save the Earth, we need to save ourselves, you know, save humanity from like, you know, nuclear
our
winter
actions
or whatever,
are
et cetera,
making life on this planet very difficult because nature is suffering from what we are doing.
No.
It's not that it's
no.
plenty of an it's artificial and damaging.
Well.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, there are lots of people in the world who are, like, trying to, like, minimize waste or whatever, but, you know, like, do the right thing, et cetera, you know, try to, like, make one jar of trash for the entire year, which I think is ridiculous, and highly improbable for the average family.
We don't make that much trash because of my crazy ways, but, you know, it's ridiculous of how much we could stop by just buying in bulk. But unfortunately, we live in the middle of nowhere and we cannot buy bulk. I would love to buy bulk. I would drive the hour to go to the city to buy bulk, but I just don't know where to go. But then the thing is, if I buy bulk and all of a sudden you guys see tons of food in the pantry, you eat everything at once.
Well, it's just gonna be all gone in like 2 days. Because that's just how it be in this house, you know?
Oh my gosh, speak properly when we are talking.
People understand me. I'm just like using Stan Twitter language.
No, so. We speak English
around here. I am speaking English.
So yeah, that moderation. Remember that word that we're talking to P at dinner time?
Yes.
Moderation. You know the definition. Tell me.
I mean, like, all listeners, you know, can just, like, Google search or whatever, but moderation, I guess, probably, like, necessarily means, like, don't overuse, you know, like, use what you need, like, don't go overboard, practice strength, et cetera, you know, don't be dumb and just et cetera, you know?
Right.
All that and good stuff. And that's what that
you
stuff.
Guys don't have.
I mean.
All right, we were talking about you washing your face.
I guess.
So you don't wash the face. You just basically get up, go pee, and then you go back to bed, or you just go downstairs to study?
It depends on
do you wash your hands?
Yeah. Yeah, I wash my hands. What are you talking about? I use the bathroom the first thing in the morning. You think I'm just going to walk out without washing my hands?
I don't
that
know.
That is freaking disgusting. Oh my gosh. I was at the store the other day and I was in the bathroom and I was like, you know, whatever, just like sitting in the stall. And I was like,
just chilling,
you know, doing what I need to do to like get off my life. And, you know, I'm in the stall and then someone else comes in the stall and then, you know, they would do what they need to do to get on with their life and they just walk out. And I'm like, disgusting. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe in the store with someone who didn't wash their hands after like using the bathroom. And I'm like, I could be touching anything that they just touched in this store right now. And I was like, retching noises, like vomiting in the bathroom. Disgusting. I can't have people who don't wash their hands. Do you understand how disgusting that is? And how dangerous it is to the people around you? Are you kidding me? Please wash your hands. I beg of you.
Wash your hands. That's a nice thing to do.
Yes, all you Royal Caribbean people, like.
Yeah, yeah. What is the whole song? Wash your hands, it's a nice thing to do.
It's been so long since
wash
I've heard it.
Wash your hands.
I mean, essentially, that's how it goes.
No. Wash your hands, it's a nice thing to do. You know, I don't have the music
I'll
voice.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, wash like, with the link or whatever.
Yeah, because, you know, when you are in a cruise ship.
Yeah, wash your hands, please.
Please wash your hands. Because if somebody gets sick, everybody gets
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, Ebola, you know? You gotta, like, wash your hands. But
wow.
Wasn't all that right. A thing, like, a while ago? But, you know. But yes, I wash my hands, good. And then after that, I brush my teeth. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to like a really good habit of brushing my teeth, which is great.
That's good. But no flossing, huh?
I don't know anybody that flosses. I mean, I know P flosses sometimes, and she's always like, "Ew, floss!" And I'm like,
oh. Does she floss like first thing in the morning?
I never see her floss, but apparently she flosses.
Oh.
I don't know anybody that flosses. I like always go to the dentist and they're like, oh, do you floss? And I just stay silent.
Because you don't want to lie, right?
I don't. Cause
lying's not okay.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I intend to, but I always forget. I mean, half
that's
true.
That's actually a good answer. Which is it half true or you just straight lie because you never intend to?
I mean, she's come not on, wrong.
Did you know that lie is one of the sins?
Yes, I am very aware.
The Ten Commandments, don't lie.
But yes, I brush my teeth, and then I sometimes fix my hair, because my hair gets, like, insane after sleeping for, like, how many hours I slept. And then sometimes, depending on the day, I'll go back to my room. If I'm still tired, I will go back to my room and sleep, like, more. Or I'll, like, read or something. Or I'll wait until P comes into my room to bother me. Oh. Which is a daily occurrence and something I've gotten used to over, like, the years that I've done online school with her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we add it or whatever. And then maybe sometime later, or maybe as soon as I get out of the bathroom, I, like, go downstairs. And then I eat breakfast sometimes, and then I do school for, like, I don't know, a while.
So you eat breakfast sometimes, so there are days that you just don't feel like eating.
I mean, yeah.
You just save food, or?
Save food? Nah, it's because I'm not hungry.
Oh.
So
it's a very rare occasion, then.
No, I mean, I like eating and stuff, but, you know, like, my appetite is, like, really, really small. Like, lately, like, it's kind of, I used to, like, be able to eat a lot, but then after a while, like, I started getting sick from eating too much, and it was, like, really, really uncomfortable for me.
What do you like to eat for breakfast?
For breakfast, I always eat granola.
You like granola?
I love eating cereal. I really like eating granola.
What kind of granola do you like?
The one that we buy the most, we buy peanut butter granola. So I, like, feel so bad.
So you like peanut butter?
I do. I think that peanut butter is really good. I, like, we, for some reason, are buying peanut butter that is stir peanut butter with just peanuts and salt, which I don't particularly enjoy.
I shouldn't have salt. You should just have peanuts.
I don't think I like that. But, I like peanut butter where it's no stir. I like no stir creamy with, like, a little bit sweet. So I used to eat that out with, like, a spoon and with out of the jar. I'd be like, yeah, well, I'm doing school. I'll be, like, eating peanut butter.
One time, P made this raw dessert with peanut butter and raw cocoa powder. Oh, it was so good.
I had some of that, and after I had, like, one, I was like,
it was rich,
though. Yeah, after I had one, I was like, I think I'm going to be sick.
It was rich. It was just really
Yeah,
rich.
It was really rich. I was like, I can't handle this much rich chocolate. Lately, I don't know what is up with me. Like, lately, like, I have to eat, like, kind of in moderation.
Do you think we need to go to the doctor?
I don't think so. I think I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, my appetite wanes. I can eat a lot sometimes and it won't bother me, but sometimes I'll, like, go to Chipotle and order the normal burrito that I always order, and then, like, afterwards I will feel absolutely awful and I'll, like, be like, okay, I'll see you in the bathroom.
So you overate.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So, like, in the morning you do the granola, but that's it, just granola.
I usually do granola. Fresh. I mean, if you're here and you force me to eat fresh, you'd be like, eat the fresh. And I won't be allowed to leave. And I'll be like, you're so mean. I don't want to eat the fresh. And then she'll point to the apple, like, really angrily. I'm like, please, no, I don't want to eat it. And then I eat it, so then she will stop glaring at me. But I'm, like, really upset the whole time, and I'll chew really furiously. And
like
then
I care.
Like, I know, I care. As if she cares. As if my opinion is even going to, like, affect anything she says. But, you know, I'm out here, and I eat the apple. Sometimes I eat an orange. When I go to work, sometimes I eat carrots before work. And then I, like, with my breakfast, which is usually, like, waffles. I love eating waffles. And
I love the smell of waffles.
Oh,
waffles are
so nice.
I don't like eating much, but I love the smell. And special when you guys do waffles and syrup. Just, like, smells
honestly
nice downstairs.
I don't prefer waffles with syrup. I'll eat waffles with syrup if, like, there's nothing else.
You like peanut butter.
I like putting peanut butter and honey on mine. I really like doing that. I think it tastes really good. And the thing is, like, me, I like my waffles kind of, like, on the really toasty side. I cannot stand soggy waffles. If I have, like, soggy waffle, I will, start gagging.
Oh, that's your shade, mommy. Waffles. The whole wheat ones.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's totally a shade.
Yeah, it is. Like, a toasted whole wheat waffle. That's essentially me.
Yeah.
If you've never seen me before, just envision that in your mind. And that's, you'll probably get an accurate picture.
Oh, there are plenty of pictures on Instagram.
Oh,
of
well.
This beauty.
I guess. But I like waffles with, and yeah, I like eating waffles. My favorite kind of waffles are, I like the multigrain waffles with like flax or whatever, and some of them have like quinoa, and most people that I know that I hate quinoa, but it's in the waffle, so I'm like, whatever, I'll just take the risk, and it's so good. I also like, what is it called, Ancient Grains. I like that one so much. P likes, you know, blueberry and like homestyle. I'm like, those are like the normie flavors, yeah. But okay, go off, you know, I'll eat them if you want to eat them, you know, whatever, because, you know, I'm a she team player, like, TM.
Elaborate breakfasts.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
oh
she does.
Oh my gosh, like, she gotta cook the potatoes, oh, gotta do yeah. this, gotta do that. Back in the day when we used to eat eggs, she would do the scrambled eggs, the potatoes, and then cut fruits. She's like, over
yeah,
the top,
she like, right? She's like, takes like eating food really seriously, and she'll like plan like really elaborate foods and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, I'll just eat cereal for the fifth day in a row. I'm cool.
So after eating cereal, you do school for like how many hours before you take the first break?
The first break. funny joke.
You don't take breaks?
I usually don't. You force me to take breaks when you're here, but when it's like Mondays or Tuesdays, Thursdays I go to work sometimes. I don't usually take breaks. I just work straight through until I feel hungry. I don't like being forced to eat. I really don't, because it makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel like my appetite is like, mm-hmm. I really don't like it. But, you know, like, if she wants me to eat and she won't stop telling me to eat, I guess I'll eat, you know, whatever. Just like,
wow,
do what I gotta do to survive, I guess. But, you know, but when it's, like, Mondays or Tuesdays...
So sassy.
I'm just saying. It's just, like, reality.
This in real life, she's not sassy at all, you guys. She's the best angel.
This is just how I talk, I guess. It makes me sound like I'm, like, really, like, entitled or something.
Yeah, she's not.
I don't
she's
know.
So, so sweet.
It's really weird. Like, my yeah. voice, I don't think it matches my temperament.
She's
but
the best. Oh, wow. She's one of the best chicos ever.
Oh, come on. But whenever, you know, like, I'm with P and, you know, I'm just, like, chilling in the house and, you know, mom's at work, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I usually just work straight through lunch. I sometimes...
Oh, my goodness. I hate to hear that, guys.
I bring my computer to the kitchen sometimes, and then I'll eat lunch while while doing school.
All right, one good thing about being here while you have your lunch break is that you can cook your lunch. So it's nice and fresh. It's not, you know, like people go to school and they go to the cafeteria and they have to eat that, the choices they have, which are not good for children. But what do you usually eat when you are cooking your lunch?
I don't actually cook my lunch that often, like, regrettably. Like, that's one of the things that I think is a really great thing about online school, that you don't have to eat, like, crappy, like, school lunch, and you don't have to, like, eat, like packed lunch that's, like, lukewarm by the
Did
time you get
ever,
to school.
Did you ever, that you remember, have ever eaten school lunch?
Yes. I remember when my first elementary school, I ate school lunch there, and I remember I drank strawberry milk every lunchtime. And now I don't know why I like strawberry milk so much. It's actually really disgusting. It's yeah. so artificial. And I'm like,
so then your mom figure out you're doing all these bad things, and then she just like, you taking your lunch
I don't
from
know.
Now on.
I think, after the first school that I went to, I went to a different school, and by that time, I think that I packed my lunch then already.
Yeah, I think it was, the menu, they didn't have any vegetarian options.
Yeah, I've packed my lunch essentially.
Yeah, because when you started going
most
to
of
school,
my life.
Yeah, you did. I think you did. I think we tried for you to eat the cafeteria lunch, mm-hmm. but we tried for a while, but it was not long. The things that they did not have enough options for you to eat.
Yeah,
you as you started going to school, we were vegetarians back then.
Yeah.
But, you know, our lifestyle has been evolving for 11 years. So
I think
it
recently
took,
it hasn't evolved. It's, like, escalated really quickly. Like, yeah, in the past, it, like, 2 years, it it's took, gotten, like, so everything's happened so fast.
It started very little. I would say that when you were about four or five when you went to kindergarten, if you were that age when you went to kindergarten, we were not eating pork any longer, and very little beef, but we ate chicken and fish and dairy. I would say that, but even that, they didn't have, and like the choices were very limited for you to eat.
Yeah.
Because almost everything involves pork, if you think. Like pizza has pepperoni, hot dogs have whatever thing they put inside hot dogs.
Oh, that's the real question of today's podcast. What, is what do they put in hot dogs?
So it was. So then we decided that would be best if we packed.
And I've packed my lunch like 90% of my life. And now that I'm home, like essentially, I could like make whatever I want to make for lunch or whatever. But often I just eat leftovers from the night before, or I'll eat more cereal. If I'm like really in the mood for more cereal,
it's one of my favorite things. About working from home.
Yeah, I think you really treasure that.
I really do. It's. Wow, I love to take my break for lunch and cook my lunch.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't like taking breaks. I like, when I'm focused on something, I am focused on it and I do not want to stop. I'm like...
Even when you're starving, even when you need a break to go to the bathroom.
Bathroom breaks are different. Mm-hmm. So if I need to go to the bathroom, I go to the bathroom. And sometimes I'll drink water, but eating is different. I have before several times, many times, I have eaten my first meal after I'm done with school at like 4 p.m.
That's not okay.
I'm like so focused that I'm not hungry at all, like the whole time. But
that's not okay.
Lately, I sometimes start school without eating and then I eat breakfast later. But often, like, I eat breakfast kind of late, so I don't eat lunch, and then I eat like a snack and then I eat dinner later. Like, I always eat dinner. I like never skip dinner. So, like, for me, like, eating is just a matter of like when I'm hungry and not when. Like designated meal times or whatever, like cultural standards of meal times, I don't know, but I just eat whenever I feel hungry or when my mom tells me to eat. So, you know, we're really out here.
Yeah, it's not good to have that kind of lifestyle, you know, especially because we are vegans. You have to have a little something. I would say little meals 5 times a day.
Yeah, it's just like I am the type of person who, like, once I start something, I don't like stopping, you know? If I stop, then I will get completely distracted, and then
just
I will,
bring
like, abort the
computer
task.
to the island and have snack on things while you're eating.
Yeah, I mean, I could, but I don't know. It's just, like, this thing that I've fallen into over the 3 years that I've done online school, you know, back when I did brick-and-mortar
school. So what
you
gonna do if you ever go to the real world?
Well, when I think it's different because I'm home. Because I'm home, I have access to food whenever I want to.
Because when you go to work, you do feel hungry.
Yeah.
And you do want to stop to eat, right?
Yeah. I
And you do feel the necessity of eating before you go as your breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Especially because I have to wake up at like 7 in the morning and we have to be there like a certain time every day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I get it that I have to eat in the morning. I'll eat like what I can, like kind of quick, but like something that's like a little bit sustaining until like I get my lunch and practically finish with work at like 12 or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I went to brick and mortar school, and now that when I go to work, and I assume that when I go to college, or you know, when if I ever live off campus, like on campus or like off campus housing, but like not at home, you know, just like whenever I'm not at my house, you know, and I think that it'll be different because I won't have access to food all the time. Here, I have access to food all the time. I have water whenever I want. I have food whenever I want, snacks whenever I want. I can do whatever I want whenever I want to because I am online schooled, and that's great. So I recommend online school 100%, you know, like, check out the information. But
you recommend.
I do. One of my closest friends, I've been friends with her for like a year now, and she's like really awesome. And I remember talking when we first met, I was like, oh yeah, I'm in online school. She's like, oh really? Are you really? I managed to switch her to online school. And because then she was like, I love online school. So great. So glad you recommended. I'm like, of course, darling. Of course.
Of course, darling.
Anything for you. Yeah. So, you know, online school is great.
So you finish around 4?
It depends on the day. I have, like, a time limit on the computer, so I have to either ask for more time or I just give up, so... Okay. You know, so my time limit is, like, 3 hours and 30 minutes, but sometimes I, like, on average, I don't spend 3 hours and 30 minutes because I'm like, please help, I need more time in the middle of test, you know?
Yeah, you, most of the time you spend, I would say, 4.5 hours.
Yeah, that's about correct. Yeah. And then on the weekend, sometimes I get on to do, like, not related school things, or sometimes school things when I'm behind, which, by the way, I'm not behind anymore.
Yeah.
If you guys have been hearing about it, like, I don't know if you guys heard about it, that I was super behind. I had, like, so much overdues, and I was, like, constantly behind. But after fall break, and a couple days after...
So, funny joke, right? So, Kashu was behind on her lessons, and so I was like, okay, you need to
focus.
Feel,
yeah.
You need to focus, and you need to feel the pain.
Oh,
I'm going
yeah.
to take your phone away
and
from
it was
you.
So funny, because she was in Italy during that time, and she was away, and my dad was here, and he was like, hey, Lauren, he's like, can you please give me your phone? I'm like, what? It's like 15 minutes until devices time. What are you talking about? He's like, your mom told me that she wants your phone taken away because you have overdue license. I'm like, well, darn. I thought she couldn't touch me from Italy, but I guess she can. So, like, since September 11th, I didn't have my phone because I had overdues. And I only just now finished them, like, I don't know, like, October.
No, it's been a week or two.
It has been
2 weeks. So, when I got back, he gave me the phone, of course, and it's been in my bag for this whole time. So I knew the phone was in my bag.
Yeah.
And I saw the phone in my bag almost every single day. So when she finished with the lesson and she was done and everybody's so happy, I was very glad to give her phone back. And guess what? The phone is nowhere to be found.
It's completely lost. We have no idea where it is. And
I don't know what happened to the phone. It was always in my bag. I was just holding until she was done.
Yeah.
And I was going to give back, and I feel so bad. One, because I don't have that money in my budget to give her another phone. And two, because I really think that she worked really hard to get caught up, and she deserved her phone back. And now I don't have the phone. It's just, I feel so sad. So
I
if
know,
you have a phone,
let please me know. Donate. Help us.
You don't have to donate. I'll buy it.
I mean,
I don't have money, but I'll find a way.
I mean, at this point, I'm actually not that bothered of not having a phone. I have not had a phone for almost like 2 months now. It's coming on 2 months, like next week or something. And you know, I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I think that the only thing that I actually did on my phone was like get on Instagram to talk to my friends.
Do you like Instagram?
That's where I post my art, you know, that's where I talk to all my friends, and you know how I mainly communicate with people, and that's how I look at memes, which is super important. You know, like, y'all know me, I like memes. Memes are very important and really essential.
Oh man, I like vegan memes.
I'm
not gonna lie.
We all have seen this from Confessions of Coconuts Instagram.
Yes.
But, like, you know, like, I have gotten pretty used to it, and right now I, like, kind of sort of borrow P's phone, but all I ever do on P's phone is play, like, choose your own story romance games.
Romance?
So,
look
yeah,
at you.
I really like playing, like, those games where, like, you, like, choose, like, you make a character, then you, like, choose a character to date or whatever,
oh,
and
man,
it's,
let's
like...
let's not talk about date right now.
It's so much fun. I don't know if anyone else likes doing that, but I like doing that. I like playing those games.
Okay.
But,
So you finish up round 4, and then since you don't have your phone, what do you do with your time?
Well, now that I don't have my phone, and since I haven't had my phone, what I do, I usually... when I got my overdue lessons done, she... Well, over the course of me not having my overdue lessons done, Kogo took away my 3DS as well. Mm-hmm. So, but then she gave it back to me as like, here, I lost your phone, please take this instead. I'm like, okay, cool, now I can play Animal Crossing, dab dab, you know? So I play on my 3DS until devices time, 5:45, et cetera, you know, you guys know this. And,
So you have to give your phone all your devices
yeah,
at 5:45.
And you know,
then you have no devices until the next day.
Yeah.
And do you really leave the devices away, or do you sneak out when she's not looking? I mean, me.
But I admit that on, like, in front of you, I don't think so. But
oh,
no.
Lovely. Be nice.
I am. Okay. But, you know, I what I do when I don't have my phone and I don't have my 3DS, I spend a lot, I like playing on the 3DS, like playing games, like playing rhythm games, you know.
Yeah, but it's 5:45. Whatever.
Yeah, but so after 5:45, I like,
you start thinking about dinner.
Sometimes I think about dinner. If I'm not hungry, I'll go back upstairs and I will read books. Mm. I will write. I will hang out with P until she gets sick of me and is like, I'm hungry. Let's make food. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to make food. But I read a lot. I've gotten a lot more into reading. Like,
so how do you guys decide what to eat for dinner?
Usually it's like whatever's there. I mean,
sometimes she does the dinner, sometimes you do.
90% of the time, P does the dinner because, you know, you like we said, elaborate, you know, dish planner, practically already Gordon Ramsay. Like, come on, let's face it.
She's good.
You know, the same friend who I convinced to do online school, she's like infatuated with Karen's cooking. She's like, wow, Karen made insert really extravagant dessert item here, and I'm like, yeah, she did, you know, that's just how it is in the Nuts household. I don't know what to tell you.
She's popping.
Oh, we don't have to go through this again. You already accomplished it, but now you're like failing.
She's adorable. she's amazing. I'm telling you,
She's basically good. The arrangement, the unspoken arrangement that I'm pretty sure P does not agree with is that she cooks and I wash all the dishes. But she doesn't like that. She's like, I want you to help me cook. If you don't help me, you're not eating. And then actually one time I didn't help her and she didn't cook for me. I was like, I can't believe you betrayed me like this. And I had to eat like something entirely different. I had to watch her eat her like her equivalent of like a sirloin steak, you know? Like, I'm telling you. Like, I don't know what the vegan equivalent of a sirloin steak is, but essentially whatever she makes is an equivalent of a sirloin steak.
It's really good. It's funny. She took that improvisation away a little bit from me.
Definitely.
Because I get to the fridge and the pantry and I just put stuff together, right?
Yeah.
And she's learning how to do that too.
Yeah, which is pretty good. I make basically the same thing over and over.
And what I do make, you make like when the you same cook?
Three meals. Okay, so I make pasta. I make so much pasta. I make pasta all the freaking time. I put marinara sauce on it, or I put tomato basil sauce if I'm feeling like slightly adventurous, which I'm usually not feeling slightly adventurous. I always put marinara. Then I put these herbs that I have really like liking for now. It's called like Herbs de Provence or something.
Provence,
yes, very fancy. And then I put like red pepper flakes or whatever, chili pepper flakes. I like putting that, and I stir it all together. I'm like, yeah. You know, like one thing that I miss about not being a vegan is like putting Parmesan cheese on my pasta.
Oh, it's been so long since we had that. I don't know why you still miss it.
I don't know. Like, there's always like,
I don't even remember the taste.
There's always an element that I'm always missing in my pasta. I'm like, I wish there was Parmesan cheese here. But alas, I will settle with my fancy herbs and my chili pepper flakes or whatever. And that's one thing I make all the time. No matter what pasta is, I really like thick spaghetti and like thin spaghetti, and also like orzo, but we never buy orzo. I like the fancy shaped pasta. I just love all pasta. Pasta's so great. Bless Italians, honestly.
I love Italians.
I think the other thing that I make also really often, I make soup really often.
What kind of soup you like?
I like lots of different kinds of soup. My favorite kind of soup, I like eating like potato soup. I really like potato soup, but I never make potato soup. I just make this like
soup mix. You should just put the potato with the soup mix.
I could, but like the soup mix that I always make, it always ends up turning out green.
It's because of the green peas.
Yeah, I don't know. It like looks slightly unappetizing, but it's okay. You know,
it tastes
like
pretty good.
You know, we're out here, and then I make rice and beans. That's nice. Essentially all I make.
Guacamole?
And then, oh, I make guacamole, but I don't eat that as like a dinner meal or anything.
Well, when you put rice and beans, we put the guacamole.
Oh, yeah, rice, beans, and guacamole. I think some other times, I used to make sandwiches a lot of the time, but now that we don't like have any bread, I don't make sandwiches very often. I don't really eat salads. Like, I'm the worst like vegetarian ever. I can't believe I don't eat salads. I ate salad for dinner tonight.
Well,
so that was really
great.
Well, you do
eat them separate.
Yeah, I like
you eat carrots.
Yeah, I like eating carrots. Carrots are really great.
And cucumbers. You do
cucumbers
eat cucumbers
are also really great. I could eat like a whole cucumber in one sitting. Like, love cucumbers. Like, love that.
And you just ate half a pineapple.
Yeah,
I know pineapples not veggies, but
pineapples are awesome. Like, I don't know anyone who. Well, I do know people who don't like pineapple, and I'm like, what the heck are you thinking?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong? Also, controversial idea, but pineapple on pizza is actually really good, so
We don't do pizza, mommy. I mean, how do you know that?
Because I've had it before.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like the fake Hawaiian pizza, but with no ham on it and just pineapple. You know, pineapple, cheese, mix sauce or whatever in the crust. I'm like, yeah, good stuff. I like it a lot, you know. I had it in, like, when I was in, like, second grade. We had this one day where it was like this, we used to have these days where it was like something like healthy that we would like do like a healthy thing. You know, it was back in Colorado, you know, Colorado people, you know.
So everybody was doing their thing. Yeah,
so we would have like this little seminar or something. The person would come to the class and we would talk about healthy eating habits and healthy life or whatever. And one day was like, make your own pizzas, you know, and like very healthy options or whatever. And like olives and there, I don't know if there are pepperonis. I'm pretty sure there were not pepperonis. They're all like vegetables and stuff. And I was like, oh, banana nice peppers. And I was like, I made my little small pizza, put the sauce, put the cheese, and I put like saw some pineapple, and I was like, and then, you know, like 2-year-old me or whatever,
2-year-old in second grade, okay,
not accurate, but please don't take my word for it. But then I put some pineapple on it, and it was actually the most bomb thing I've ever tasted. You know, pineapple on pizza is great. Some people hate me for it. They're like, pineapple on pizza is nasty. I'm like, sorry, buddy. I have my opinion. You have yours. So, you know, just make it heard. Make it known now that I like pineapple on pizza. I like pineapple. I like all a bunch of kinds of fruits. The only fruit that I don't like is papaya. I don't like it for some reason. It's like, I don't like the texture of the papaya. Oh, I don't like bananas. I hate bananas. I do not like bananas at all. I'll eat things with bananas in it, like banana bread or like a smoothie with like bananas in it as like a thickening agent or whatever, but I cannot eat a straight banana. The texture messes with me so much that no thanks.
So you don't have that for dinner.
I do not have bananas for dinner, and I do not have papayas for dinner. That is one thing that needs to be said
but
right now.
But you will have some pineapple with your dinner.
Yes, I will. That's what I had tonight. 10 out of 10. Love it. Mm-hmm. I make the same three things every time. And then P's out here with making, like, mashed potatoes and gravy and biscuits. And
oh, she used to do that. What made her stop all that good stuff?
I don't know what happened, but she just, like... She's like, whatever, you stop buying eggs, I revolt.
Yeah, she's just throwing a tantrum, you guys.
I mean, I can't say that I'm not throwing a tantrum, but mine is, like, much more subtle.
Eggs.
Okay, that's true. But the thing is, like, what I like putting, like, I like pee making food with eggs in it.
Yeah.
And then I will clean up after so I can eat it. You know, that's basically the extent. Like, I
asked her to find an egg substitute,
but she was really against
refusing.
That.
So she's just stopped cooking. I mean, she didn't stop cooking. She stopped baking. I think
stopped making a bunch of desserts. That
and
she
stopped
make.
Baking. I don't know if the biscuits had eggs.
No,
in it.
I don't think they do.
So why is she not making them?
I don't know. Maybe she's like just like nah. Yeah. I don't know. But you know,
nice biscuits.
That's like essentially my day. Oh well, after dinner, I guess after dinner I go back upstairs because you know 90% of my day is spent in my room. You know, whatever. You know,
no, 9% or 90?
I said 90%, but I think of like most of the time we spend downstairs doing
downstairs.
School, which I wish I could do school in my room.
No.
But the thing is, I don't have a desk right now. So everything is like, I have to do everything in my bed. So that's kind of uncomfortable.
Well, if that's the case, I will never buy a desk.
You're so mean. Oh my gosh. Like I recently like painted my room or whatever. My old desk literally fell apart. Like I was moving it and it like broke
it
apart. It was gone.
Yeah.
I've had it since like... I don't know, since we lived in Colorado, like, I've had the desk for so long.
Yeah.
And it was, like, on its wit's end. It was like, I can't do this anymore. Please, let me go. And I did. So I have no desk. But that's pretty cool. I like being on my bed anyway.
I think it's been almost 8 years that you had that desk.
Yeah, it was, like, all broken.
Stuff lasts a while.
Yeah, I duct taped the back. I had books stuck under this little
and also, Kashu is very low maintenance.
Oh, yeah, you know.
She's not her sister.
You know, I don't really... I don't really need that many things. As long as, like, you know, I'm, like, chill or whatever. As long as I, like, can do my school. And as long as, like, I have, like, food. As long as I'm not dying, I'm pretty okay, you know? Like, I don't need a desk right now. I don't even, like, clothes right now, you know? Whatever, you know?
Told you
cool.
She's amazing.
And after dinner, you know... Eat dinner, go upstairs, chill out for a little while. Then when it's, like, nearing the supposed bedtime, I go to the bath. I change my clothes, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, leave. Put on chapstick. That's one thing I always do. I have to put on chapstick because my lips get dry so fast.
So you don't wash your face?
I used to. I don't anymore. Don't know why. I used to wash my face, like, religiously, but I don't wash my face anymore. I don't really know why. I just, like, stopped doing it, and I'm like, probably should start doing it again, but, you know, like, always forget to wash my face. But, and I used to put lotion on, but, like, after I wash my face, and I, but that was, I, if I do that now, if I put lotion on, if I don't wash my face, I, like, feel really icky, so I don't put on lotion on my face. And after, like, brushing my teeth, so I just go to my room, put on chapstick, because chapstick's really important, and then, like, I sit in bed for a while, and then I go to bed. And that's essentially my day.
Okay, okay. You didn't take a shower that day?
I mean, okay, you know, for the record, you know, my mom's been bashing me about this forever, but, like, just to say, you know, like...
So you prefer shower or prefer bath?
I like both. I have actually never taken a legit actual bath. Like, why? Because we never had a legit actual bath that, like, actually worked, that I've actually used.
We had a huge bathtub in Colorado, remember? Yeah, but
that was downstairs. That was your bathroom, not mine.
Yeah, you never...
I was never in it, no.
Never, ever.
The bathtub by our bedroom, P and I's bedroom, was smaller.
And but it had a tub.
It had a tub, but it didn't have a drain plug. Okay. So we would always try to shove things in the drain plug.
Oh, gosh.
So then we could take a bath. Like, we would shove, like, cloths and stuff down there. But
oh, gosh.
So we could take a bath.
You guys were the... Oh, man.
We were, like, the worst. But, like, I would like to take a bath. But I don't have a bathtub in my bathroom right now, so I take showers. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. I just, like... My standard on, like... showers or whatever, you know.
It's all because you don't have a claw foot bathtub.
I mean, I probably would take baths all the time if I had a claw foot bathtub, but alas, I don't. I have a tiny cramped shower with zero water pressure, so that's probably one reason why I don't take showers
so
frequently.
I just need to remodel the room, huh?
Yes, just, like, just replace the whole shower with a clawfoot bathtub. Love
it.
Oh,
wow.
But the thing is, like, now that I'm thinking of it, bathtubs are, like, they waste so much water.
I know, right?
And, like,
most showers do, too, because you're there for a long time. You have no idea how much water is just pouring down the drain.
That's true. So maybe, like, bathtubs are better.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're in a shower, like, it's just, like, there and running, running, running.
But the thing is that the water is always dirty, and you always... clean yourself with dirty water.
That's why you just do it first. You clean yourself first. You know, like, y'all do what you need to do to, like, save money or whatever.
I would just basically take, like, you know, growing up, I didn't have a shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to pump water in a bucket. And then with a little, I don't know, think about tomato can that my dad opened it up and made sure that we would not get cut, mm-hmm. and then that would be the device that I will...
the assisting device of showering.
Yeah, then I will take the water from the bucket and put on my head, as if I have enough water to wet my hair, and now I will get my hair all soapy, and then I get my device. And
very handy, yeah, very handy.
While I am squatted.
That does not sound comfortable.
No.
Now I'm suddenly really glad for my cramped, low water pressure shower.
I'm telling you. Then I get my device and I clean my armpits. And then I clean my privates. And then I guess I'm done with my shower. I saved enough a lot of water, didn't I?
I mean, yeah.
One bucket is a whole shower.
I mean, Well, that's one thing to learn.
That was my whole life. My whole life. Until I came to this country.
That's absolutely insane.
No shower.
Americans, please be glad of your low water pressure showers.
Yeah, that was my whole life, and I never complained one day because that's the only thing I knew. Of course, when I went to people's house that had showers, like, oh, this is the life.
This is nice, man.
When I got older and I had friends, and I did have sleepovers. And my friends, I spent the weekend with them, and she had a shower. I was like, is it time to take a shower?
The only reason why you sleep over. I just want to use your shower.
I know.
That's the only reason why I'm your friend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Besides, your mom cooked good dinner.
I just really need this right now.
I know. But yeah, so yeah, it was my whole life. So you should be very grateful for what you got.
All right, fine.
So forget the clawfoot bathtub.
But someday, I will give you guys an update if I ever get clawfoot bathtub, because clawfoot bathtub is something that is on my wish list.
Well, thanks. That is such a routine, man. I mean, that's wow.
Yeah, that's my life. Daily basis, every weekday, you know? Wow. We live in it.
Wow, that's I would say that people are jealous.
I don't think so. Eating my first meal at 4, don't do that, kids.
No, it's bad. Nothing that she said was new to me, of course. We were just trying to entertain you. But but it's still very aggravating to me that she doesn't eat well when I'm not home. And I wish she got up, did her thing, brushed her teeth, went downstairs, and she ate before she started her work. Because I think then that food will sustain her until, whatever, 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. and she will stop to have her lunch. But, yeah, that kind of saddens me.
Yeah.
Because I know that when I'm not here, she doesn't eat well. But when I am, I make sure. Yes. And she knows that I will say something, so she eats. She takes the initiative.
So I don't have to hear her yapping at me. Eat food, eat food, eat food. Turn off the computer before I shut off the internet. Yeah, that's just my life. So, you know, we're really out here. Hope y'all's daily routines are more eventful than mine. You know, because, you know, we live in the life of that online school, dab, dab.
Yeah. You know. Pretty soon, it's going to come to an end.
Oh, my gosh. Top school that I applied for, I'm going to get information if I got in January 18th. So, fingers crossed, we are really ready.
January 18th is just, 2 months from now?
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Almost. So, and you still have more, many more schools do you have to apply to? Six schools. I am right there with you, mommy. So, it's going to be okay. What is yours is stored. So God has a place for you somewhere. We just need to figure out what it is when the time comes.
Heck yeah, we're ready. But on any other note, thank y'all for listening to this really long rambling about daily routine and clawfoot tubs and food. You know, that's great, you know, because that's what podcast is about. We just yap about things because that's just it. So, you know, cool, you know. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next 2 weeks from now.
Well,
we have Fridays with Friends.
Yeah, Fridays with Friends, probably.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Fridays with Friends is like, surprise, you know, like, you'll see it when you get it. So,
see you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by me and my mom. The editing is done by me, and the music is done by my mom and GarageBand. If you want to check us out on any of our social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Confess Coco and YouTube as Confessions of Coconuts, where we post all of our cool adventures of us being zany and eating a bunch of cool food and stuff. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to any of our social media. If you want to donate, you can go to our website, confessionsofcoconuts.com, and go to the donate page and drop some spare change while you're at it. While you're there, you might as well go visit the show notes and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe, because you're supposed to subscribe to all podcasts. And I know you love us because you're listening right now. It'd be cool if you could share us on whatever social media you have and just get the word out so we can continue to bless other people's ears with our amazing voices and our silly stories. The podcast is a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And we truly thank you for listening. On that note, leave a review. Thank you so much.